One of the presenters at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Leadership Conference talking Farm Bill and looking ahead to 2012, OSU Ag Policy Professor Dr. Michael Dix, who says that it's going to be tough budget-wise as we jump into 2012 on both the conservation and the commodity title. Clearly, he says that direct payments, though, are very important to hang on to. And we talk with him about that whole scenario, that whole concept of hanging on, that $5 billion pot of money that we call direct payments.
Pot of money that's direct payments continues to be the lightning rod of the whole commodity program, it seems like.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a good, bad, and the ugly there, right? I mean, it's really hard to give that up when it's the only thing that maintains a baseline in the commodity programs. So that $5 billion a year, when you have that direct payment, it's going to be there. You're going to be working from that in the baseline. You get rid of that, and you have no baseline for commodity programs anymore. That's pretty hard to give up unless somebody wants to teach me a way that we can capture that baseline using these revenue assurance programs.
Of course, lots of lawmakers continue to take their pot shots.
Well, it's hard to defend. When prices are high, it's hard to defend. It's hard to defend, when a guy could make it at $6 wheat and he's getting $9 wheat, it's really hard to defend giving him another, you know, $15 an acre.
Yeah. Of course, they sold some of that wheat $3.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mr. Lucas obviously continues to be a big defender of direct payments. He's going to get quite a bit of headwind, I think, as he goes through this 2012 Farm Bill process, isn't he?
Well, that's a nice thing about having Mr. Lucas up there. He understands all the programs, he understands all the politics, and we need to take a lead from him. You know, obviously, as I said, you know, it's going to be really difficult to get rid of that direct payment, because if you get rid of that direct payment, then that sort of cuts you out of the baseline. And that'll be tough. I mean, it'll be hard to consider. You know, there's been groups up there for a long time that wanted to get rid of commodity programs, want to get rid of those farm titles that actually do something for the farmer. They don't think we need any subsidies. They don't think we need any support, any of those type of programs. When that direct payment goes, boy, a lot of protection for those programs goes. So that's going to be, and that's why he's fighting for it. He knows. He knows what the importance of that is.
And it's WTO compliant.
Well, I think, you know, that the WTO part doesn't mean much to me right at the moment. I think, you know, we still haven't, I think the last word on that I took is when Portman said, we're prepared to cut down to zero, if you will, and I still haven't heard a response from the Koreans or the Japanese or the Europeans on how they're going to match that. So, you know, yeah, the direct payment is supposedly a green box. I think we got rid of some of the programs that they wanted to make it a blue box, but it is a green box now, and that is in our favor. Crop insurance and those aren't necessarily, can be, depends on how the minnows works. Trade's a whole other story, and we weren't successful on the last WTO round, and I'm not sure we'll be again.
The argument about the baseline is the king, though.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, when you're in this kind of environment, you have to have some way of protecting that budget, and that's the only thing we got, folks.
Talking Farm Program Outlook in the context of the 2012 Farm Bill debate that's coming. That's Dr. Michael Dix out of OSU. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.